This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Studio Lounge interviews at CUF and Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CU Fin Health here in beautiful Denver, Colorado. And look who is in the studio lounge, Katie McDonald from, is it Farwell?
Farwell.
Farwell. Yeah. F-A-R, capital W-E-L-L.
So you can remember it because our logo, our slogan is Go Far, Do Well.
Oh.
Farwell.
Easy enough.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And so give me a quick elevator speech on Farwell.
Yeah, Farwell, we're a consulting firm out of Madison, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And really, we're problem solvers. We are here to help you figure out what you need, how you need it, how we can help you with that. We do a right fit conversation. So just to say, what's going on with your credit union? Mm-hmm. What's going on with your, we work with businesses as well.
Okay.
To say, you know, what problems do you have and how can we solve it? It could be anything from, I have a board retreat coming up and I have no idea what to do with the agenda. I mean, I think we've all been there with that one. Or I have a project that I'm about to kick off and I don't have anybody to do it. And what does that look like? What a lot of credit unions will sympathize with and understand is I'm going through a transformation and I don't even know how to start with that. Is it, how do I help my people through that change?
Yeah, yeah.
What does my strategy look like through that change? What do I need to do? What am I forgetting?
Mm-hmm.
And then it can even be something as simple as I need somebody that doesn't work here to come facilitate this meeting so they can ask the crazy questions.
Interesting.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I do a lot of that actually. It's coming in and kind of poking. And as the outside person, I can ask some of those questions if the CEO asks them, it's like, oh gosh, I'm in trouble. Or what are they thinking, right? So it can be anything as simple as that to as complex as all the mergers and acquisitions and transformations that we're seeing through the industry.
Well, you can come in and kind of rattle the cage a little bit.
That's right.
That's all right.
That's the fun part. And then
exactly.
Walk away.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And leave recommendations on what to do. I think that's
what a
big,
fun job.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's to me one of the big differences with Farwell is we really connect that strategy to execution. You know, we're not going to just leave you with, yeah, good luck with that.
Mm-hmm,
Like, to be honest, a lot of consultants do. We come in after a lot of consultants to help bridge that gap, to say, I got this plan, but I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, yeah.
We're here to help with that, too.
Okay, good move. Good stuff. Yes. All right. And so
that's probably longer than an elevator ride.
Well, it's a pretty
it's a
tall
long,
building.
Tall
a
building.
Very tall building.
Yes.
But it's all right. I enjoyed it. It was well worth it.
We are in the Mile High City. So
we are. Yeah, we're a mile up. So we still got some space to go. So if you want some more.
All right.
But hey, we're talking about what you guys are doing here at CUF and Health.
That's right.
Because you have a presentation this afternoon.
We
and
do.
It's entitled, Putting a Project Plan Together to Execute Your Financial Well-Being for All Strategies.
So, a long title. Obviously, I'm into long speeches, long titles. But yeah, this is a super cool opportunity. My previous life, I worked at Kina. So I was at, let me get the names right. I was at TruStage for 10 years and America's Credit Unions for 5. During that 5 years, I ran CUNA, America's Credit Union's strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last 2 years, really helped them bring financial well-being for all to bear.
Okay.
And ran that program in my last year. So truly understand how to incorporate that into strategy. So it's not just something that we say that we're doing, mm-hmm. but we're actually putting it on paper, we're committing to it, we're putting a plan of action in place.
Yep.
But kind of like we were saying earlier, a lot of times the balls drop when you actually have to do it,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And Farwell had worked with the foundation for years.
Mm-hmm.
And so the consultant that worked with the foundation, Phil Salvatore, who's here, he's going to talk about the execution part.
Okay.
So it's going to be a bit of a case study,
mm-hmm,
between strategy to execution, how to bridge that,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and hopefully answer a lot of questions. I think people will come to our breakout session because they're in the same place. They're like, I have a strategy, but I can't figure out how to get it going.
Kick it off. Yeah.
Yeah. Or we've been doing stuff and it's not connected to anything. So how can we merge the two?
Okay.
So it's a bit of a case study, a bit of a reminiscing on work we've done before,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
but also hopefully just a really good dialogue of how we can help people based on our past experience.
So you're the one behind the financial well-being. push, if you will.
I would love to take credit for that.
From a couple of years, because I remember, because that's all that message has always kind of been there subtly in the industry, of course. But I remember vividly a couple of years ago, Jim Nussel and the whole crew at CUNA, then now America's Credit Unions, was really pushing the financial well-being message, and it took off, and the entire year people were talking about it. So credit that to you, Katie McDonald?
No, you can credit it to me and a whole group of team of people. We had just amazing experts and passion behind that, still do at America's Credit Unions. And it's been really neat because part of what we had to figure out was what was America's Credit Union's lane with that. You know, the foundation and Gigi have been leading the way for years. There's a lot of really great credit unions, credit union associations, leagues who are already doing some of that work. And so when America's Credit Unions wanted to step in and do it too, we needed to figure out where to play. We didn't want to step on toes. We wanted to help and not get in the way. And so we found our lane. It was advocacy and it was data. And it's been really cool to be able to attend a conference like this many years later and to see how people are picking up the language, especially keeping the for all, which is so important. It was very deliberate with us because it has to be for everybody and it has to meet them where they are. So yeah, it's been a cool journey.
Wow. So share with me a couple of maybe highlights, or I don't want to steal all the thunder from your session, but share with us a couple of gold nuggets that you're going to provide the audience today.
Yeah, so we did go through the presentation and add pro tips. So kind of like the good housekeeping seal of approval, right? And one of our biggest ones, and I know it sounds so simple, is to create a roadmap. And it's not just, you know, the projects or the people. It's every single thing that you need to do and really bring in the cross-functional team together. You know, as a strategist, I can sit by myself and write down all these things, and I'm missing probably 80% of it because I don't have HR, I don't have finance, I don't have the business. And so how do you bring them all to the table, hear what they need? But then that's also change management because it's helping them be part of it. It's getting them excited. So even, you know, we talk about the financial well-being for all kicking off. That was so cross-functional. We had to have everybody aligned and on board to see that clear mission. And that really is the bridge between strategy to execution.
Okay. So what's the lesson for a credit union in this?
Is to
obviously
take
alignment.
Alignment.
For sure.
And to take time to do it. For so many credit unions that I talk with, they just don't have the resources or the time. Things, you know, a lot of the stuff is important, but maybe not urgent when you're dealing with the front line. But to really carve out the time to do it and to assign responsibility to someone. You know, a lot of times we're like, just go do the work. And we don't really know who to follow up with or who is being measured for it. So making sure somebody is in charge.
Yeah, you got to have a captain of the ship to steer it in the right direction.
Totally.
For sure.
And if not, bring in help. This is what we do, is to kind of come in, add some extra hands, and then step out when you don't need us anymore.
I like that. So what's the one big takeaway that you want people to take back to their credit unions based on your case study that you're going to provide?
Is to do financial well-being for all.
Okay.
Right? So some credit unions are kind of dabbling in it.
What does that look like, though? I mean, what does it look like for... I mean, is it different for every credit union?
Oh, it's different for every credit union.
So there's some theme.
There's some themes.
Okay.
It's understanding your community, understanding what they need. Every community looks different. Your makeup of your community may need different things that the makeup in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm from South Alabama. The things we need there are not the things that we need in Madison, Wisconsin.
That is true.
Yeah, a lot of natural disasters, we get hit by hurricanes. A lot of snow disasters, we get hit by blizzards. Different needs at different times.
Right.
How is your credit union reacting to that? How are they ready for when it happens? And are they making people feel comfortable when they get there as well? Also, start with your employees. You know, your employees are members too. And I feel this way even with strategy. We'll have questions like, how do people use our website? And I'm like, well, have you asked your employees? They probably use your website too. And they're free, right? You don't have to pay a focus group for that. So start at home. Just start. Don't feel like you need this massive program. Just get one foot in front of the other. See what works. Test and learn into it. Get executive support. And know that you have help. People like the foundation, people like America's Credit Unions, this movement is here to help.
Completely.
Yeah, it's a cooperative movement. So reach out and get help and help your community.
Well, and the other thing is, don't stop.
Don't stop.
Yes. I mean, and there's going to be hiccups and hurdles along the way. And like you said, there's plenty of help out there.
Oh, totally. And it's one of the things that we have seen, you know, whether it's the financial well-being piece, the for all piece, is that a lot of times executives get super excited about it and then squirrel. Yeah. Right? And so how do you keep that momentum going? Yeah. You know, it's not, it doesn't have an end. It's just who you are. At the conference, we've talked a lot about culture. It's embedded into your culture. It's one of your values. So you have to keep going. Mm-hmm. You can't stop.
It's who you are.
Mm-hmm. And right. It may look different as you go forward, and that's fine. Yeah. But you got to keep doing it.
Okay. Well said. Well said. All right, Katie. Well, last question here. What do you want to take away from this conference? Because obviously you're here giving your knowledge and your experience and your expertise.
Yeah.
What do you want to take back from this conference?
I will tell you what I will take back. And it is just the connections.
Okay.
Worked in the credit union industry for 15 years and then moved to Farwell. And like I said, we work with other clients that aren't credit unions. And I just feel so lucky and blessed to be able to stay within the movement, to see my friends that I haven't seen in a while, and to create these connections. Because not only we know credit union people are good people, but it's also that support group, right? When I have questions about financial well-being or strategy or what other people are doing, these are the folks I call because they're awesome and they're amazing and they're doing the Lord's work out there in the field.
I hear you.
Yeah. So that's what I always take away from these conferences. It's just so impressed by the people that we have in this movement and so motivated and inspired going forward.
There is no industry like it on planet Earth, for sure.
Yeah. That's right. Once you're in, you're in.
Exactly. Right. You're a lifer, whether you like it or not.
That's right.
Yeah, but it's all good. All good. All right, Katie. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
And a little snippet of what you're going to be sharing, folks, this afternoon.
Good practice run. Thank you.
Exactly. I got you a little warm-up for you.
Yes.
So, All right, Katie. All right, good stuff. Katie McDonald from Farwell. And we'll include a link in the show notes so people can get right to you.
Oh, that's great. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries.
Thank you.
All right, well done.
Yeah.
And you are off the hot seat.
Yes.
Well done.
Studio Lounge Interviews at CUFIN Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solution. Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.